This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All the hoopla that was going on about the Biden victory over Bernie Sanders. The former vice president under Baby Black Jesus beat a communist, independent, a Democrat socialist who is all too easy to roll over and get his belly rubbed. And it's a big deal. Woo-hoo! And everybody knows on the Democrat side, Joe Biden can't survive the gauntlet of an election season. You remember when Hillary Clinton, I talk about this because it's applicable. Hillary Clinton ended up catching the flu, pneumonia, whatever, almost passing out inside of one of those Secret Service limos. And she's healthier than Biden. She's younger. Younger and healthier than Biden. This demented clown is now their preemptive choice for the Democrats, and they seem to be celebrating. I think it's more of a anybody but Bernie celebration. It got me thinking, though, what did Trump do in Michigan? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, kevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Yep, how did he do? Well, before we get into that, I want to reminisce with you for just a second, because let's all pretend that we're going to be telling our grandkids when we remember the great toilet paper shortage of 2020. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Your grandmother and I had just gotten used to buying toilet paper in bulk from Costco when that virus hit. And robots took over the world. And we walked 6 miles uphill and downhill in a snowstorm. And whatever. Funny times, boy. Bernie Sanders twice stolen his election from him. Joe Biden, the Democrats nominating a man with dementia. The Democrats targeting the very best president that this country has ever seen in a non-wartime situation. Going after him, impeaching him, thwarting everything that he does, trying to crater the stock market, trying to kill your financial plans, causing a scare, a panic to the point where we don't even have toilet paper. Somebody said, I don't want to shake hands with people because of the coronavirus. I don't want to shake hands with them because they ain't got any toilet paper. What you using to wipe your butts? Oh, man, crazy times. Anyway, Donald Trump, Michigan. So Donald Trump ended up with, let me do this. When it was 2012, Barack Obama received 348,488 votes in the state of Michigan for his reelection. Okay? Just to put this in perspective for you, because I know you get a little weak in the knees because you're not nearly as staunchly, you're staunch conservatives, but you're not, you don't have the resolve that I have. And I'm not bragging about this because it's my fault. I'm the professor, you are my student, and I cannot impart the resolve to you because you continue to write to me and go, Kevin, what do you think, man? You think you can win? You think you can win? Of course I think he can win. Why do you think I'm sitting on this radio telling you? If I thought he could lose, I wouldn't be on here. I'd be building in my bunker. Of course we can win. We can win and we will win. And not only will we win the presidency, we're going to win back the House. The Republicans are not resting on our laurels here. Don't think that for a second. Anyway, Barack Obama got roughly 348,000 plus votes. Let's just call it 349 so people don't think that I'm trying to short that dude of his votes. Donald Trump ended up with 637,000 votes. 637,000 votes. Almost double what Barack Obama got. 93.74% of the Republican votes. So, holds true that roughly 94% of Republicans support the president. he got almost double what Barack Obama got in a battleground state as a, as an existing incumbent president. Now, I told you earlier that Biden roughly got 50. All the hoopla that was going on about the Biden victory over Bernie Sanders. The former vice president under Baby Black Jesus beat a communist, independent, a Democrat socialist who was all too easy to roll over and get his belly rubbed. And it's a big deal. Woo-hoo! And everybody knows on the Democrat side, Joe Biden can't survive the gauntlet of an election season. You remember when Hillary Clinton, I talk about this because it's applicable. Hillary Clinton ended up catching the flu, pneumonia, whatever, almost passing out inside of one of those Secret Service limos. And she's healthier than Biden. She's younger than Biden. This demented Clinton just go look at those numbers. Water it down. Don't do 50%. Do 20% just to be on the safe side. And ask yourself, so what Biden's doing, he's reconciling.
Well, we need to reconcile and make sure, you know, let's see how things are you know, we'll heal, you know, let's bring the country together with unity.
So while we raise taxes and also give you medical care, which this is what Biden says, we're going to raise your taxes and we're going to give you medical care that you really can't get anything out of. That was what he said in one of his stupors. He's going to reunite the country. Let me ask you, of the 93.74% of the people that love Donald Trump, are you going to unite with Biden? You want to talk about being able to exercise the 25th Amendment. If Joe Biden were to become president, I would immediately call for Article 20, for the 25th Amendment to be looked at, because that dude's crazy. We got a ton to talk about. I'm going to give you some tweets about Biden when we get back, and then we're going to get into it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So it's not a partisan point to make. It's an obvious point to make if you watch television that Biden is not as sharp as he once was even a few years ago. Every week brings more evidence. This is from last weekend.
So, folks, you want to nominate a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat, an Biden-Obama Democrat, join us.
Now that Biden is the establishment pick for president, though, the establishment is protecting him. The DNC just announced new rules to keep Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard out of the debate. And according to Politico, debate moderator CNN also proposed having the candidates take questions from the audience while seated instead of standing at a podium and taking questions from a moderator. Meanwhile, journalists are trying to make the discussion, any discussion of Biden's health, off limits. One CNN political analyst recently suggested that all discussions are collusion between Trump supporters and Bernie Sanders. A conspiracy. Maybe Putin gave him the talking points. Glenn Greenwald has been following this from the beginning. He co-founded The Intercept. We're happy to have him on tonight. Glenn, thanks so much for joining us. So why isn't it, and I hope I'd be honest to say this enough about, say this about any candidate, why isn't it a legitimate topic of discussion, a candidate's mental condition, and in this case, Joe Biden's? Why should journalists shut that down?
It's obviously not just a legitimate but a necessary topic. You're talking about the person who's going to be in charge of the largest and most dangerous nuclear arsenal, somebody who's responsible for the future health of the planet, somebody who's responsible for the welfare of hundreds of millions of Americans, as well as countless numbers of people in other countries that the United States affects. And more importantly, for Democratic voters, according to them, the only thing that they care about in their vernacular is removing the orange, racist, fascist dictator from power. That's what they say is the only priority of theirs, electability. So right. To have somebody that Democrats themselves have spent an entire year saying, it doesn't come from me or the Sanders camp or Trump or the Kremlin, it's Democrats on MSNBC and other propaganda outlets of the DNC spending a year saying, is somebody in serious, visible cognitive decline, to have that person be the person that goes against Trump and perhaps ends up in the Oval Office, it's incredibly reckless to try and put that off limits when everyone can see it right before their own eyes.
I think I was certainly among the people that said at first, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. That was obviously the Tucker Carlson Show, and they're talking about this. And it's not going to get ignored. I sound like Glenn Close in whatever that movie was. I'm not going to be ignored. Yeah, they got what they wanted. So they canceled the Biden and Sanders were going to have rallies, and they canceled them due to the coronavirus. And if you believe that they canceled Joe Biden's rally because of the coronavirus, then you are as brain dead as he is. The coronavirus has become the excuse du jour of the left. Conveniently, they blame the Wuhan virus. I say it that way because you're supposed to be racist if you call it the Wuhan virus, which originated, by the way, in the Wuhan province of China. They're blaming it on the best president in American history. It's Donald Trump's fault. Now, if Barack Obama, look, here's what I would tell you. Outside of Barack Obama reacting slowly and letting people get killed by swine flu or whatever flu it was, if he reacted like Trump and put a quarantine on, I'm telling you point blank, this is a fact. If he did this stuff, I would applaud him. I'd say, you know what, he was smart to not let Chinese in, let Chinese planes in. He was smart to limit it. And Barack Obama's action, now, there were not many things I liked about Obama, maybe two or three in his entire presidency. But every time he did it, I said, that was a good move. Way to go. Sadly, he didn't do it enough because he was feckless. He has no idea how to be a real leader. But when he did, the very few times he did, I said, that was the right move. Anyway, thankfully, many more Americans managed to avoid what Democrats now consider the plague and affectionately call Trump's Katrina. That's what they're calling this thing. Despite a handful of deaths, Democrats are stocking up on toilet paper and vodka just in case, because you know how our comrades are. Oh, and they canceled the Biden rally because of coronavirus. This was a missed opportunity for Joe Biden. If you think about it, he would have a built-in reason for not having a big audience. Because I don't know if you watch when Joe Biden had his victory thing and he went to the to Detroit, and it was he was at a high school, and C-SPAN panned out, and you could see the number of people that weren't there. There were hundreds, and if there were 1,000 people there, it barely got there, and that was Joe Biden after his big victory. So this Wuhan virus would have made a very convenient excuse for Joe with low turnout numbers. He said, you know, we intentionally wanted to keep this thing relatively short and small, you know, but he didn't. The more leftists try to convince us, folks, that all these things are doing are for you. It's not for Joe Biden. No, this is for you. We want you to feel safe. We can't have the masses, the tens of thousands of people coming out to our rallies and subjecting them to stuff. And oh, by the way, if Donald Trump does that, he's reckless. If Donald Trump brings tens of thousands of people to a rally with this crisis, with this pandemic, with the Trump's Katrina, with the plague out there, well, he would look. That's just bad presidenting right there, my friends. How dare he do that? Donald Trump has been holding rallies from day one. This, by the way, the Wuhan virus is not new. I don't know if you guys really understand. This thing's been around because it was created in this lab in China. They opened this lab up a couple years ago, and then this thing got out. I don't know, through some monkey. I don't know if it was through a monkey, but however it got out, it got out. So, you know, they're supposedly a couple of months away from solving it. You know how fast we can solve things now because we now have mapped the genome and we can make things go to specific receptors in the body. It's insane how much modern science is. I mean, it's amazing. Any of us die anymore? Democrats orchestrated the demise of Bernie Sanders, and I don't blame him. He's a menace. Twice, this man is committed to losing elections, and I know why. Yeah, I know why Bernie Sanders is okay with losing elections. Because socialists are lazy, and Bernie Sanders is the king of the socialists. He's lazy. Bernie enjoys campaigning, flying around in private jets, being driven around in limos, eating the best food. He could turn all of this down, and he doesn't. Bernie could say, I'm not going to eat at your big posh dinners. It's not going to happen. I'm going to eat at an eatery where the ordinary people eat. I will not be driven around in limos. I will not be flown around in private jets. Bernie turns nothing down. Sanders supporters, you were suckered.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is expected to vote on a coronavirus relief bill on Friday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin Mnuchin tells CNBC that more legislation is coming.
I think we're very close to getting this done. This is a very important bill for small and medium-sized businesses, for people that are impacted by the coronavirus. I think we're like in the second inning of getting things done.
President Trump is expected to formally declare a national emergency during an afternoon press conference at the White House. That will set the stage for more direct federal relief to Americans and companies who are affected by the coronavirus. Checking in on Wall Street and how your 401ks are handling the coronavirus, the Dow was up over 300 points, the S&P and NASDAQ also up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You are really the typical voter. I think you are a lifelong Democrat who crossed over and voted for President Trump in 2016 in areas like we are in right now in Luzerne and Lackawanna County. So, you know, obviously now Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders, whoever it is going to try to get your vote back. So I'm curious, is there anything that or any issue that they could answer for you that would change your mind, do you think?
I'm focused on the economy and on regulation and deregulation, and I like what's happened in the country in the last 4 years. And
thank you.
Thankful
thank
for
you,
your efforts, you. Sir, and I hope we can continue on that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Democrats who voted for Donald Trump are not leaving. They're happy. We talk often about the Republicans who voted, you know, and the fact that he solidified his base. But the Democrats are very happy as well. And that number has been added to in every statistical category. Every category, Donald Trump has added at least 1% and probably as much as 10, 12% in every category. Blacks, Latinos, educated women, uneducated women, whatever. He's added in every category. More importantly, he solidified a base. I gave you the numbers. I don't need to try to impress you. Donald Trump has solidified a base that is so enthusiastic and ready to vote, he's going to blow Barack Obama's numbers away, just like he does with all of these different, the rallies that he has, etc. And he's proven it. It's not just a U.S.-based zeal for the president. It's worldwide. Donald Trump could fill a stadium. Y'all think I'm joking when I'm about the comment I'm about to make. He could fill a statement in the middle of Saudi Arabia. He would get thousands, tens of thousands of Saudi Arabians who would want to see him. They would want to meet the man, the myth, the legend. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Joe Biden and his lies. I read an article about why Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren lost. There are many reasons, just like with Hillary Clinton. You can ask why Elizabeth Warren lost. She lost because she hates men. She's a misandrist is what they call that. She hates men. She ran with only half of the people technically ready to vote for her because she does not have a disdain for men. She has a vitriol for men. She hates men. She blames us for all the issues in her life when, in fact, we are the reason that she is where she is. Mike Huckabee wrote this. He says, America's most famous fake Indian is surely shedding a tear or two. And no, I'm not talking about the Iron Eyes Cody, the Italian-American actor who became famous for the crying Indian in a series of public service announcements in the 70s and portrayed Native Americans in films. Elizabeth Warren, who much like Cody built a career out of pretending to be a Native American, officially ended her presidential campaign. last week. Considered a major contender for the Democratic nomination for president only a few months ago, and on Super Tuesday, Warren endured the biggest rout on American soil since the Little Bighorn. The former media-anointed frontrunner failed to win a single primary contest on Tuesday and failed to break into the top three in more than half of the 14 states that voted that day. We didn't even really look at what a brutal beating the Me Too movement, the nasty woman generation, got on those days. If you don't believe James Brown, that this is a man's world, this is a man's world, then you got it on Super Tuesday. Yeah. Warren got routed. Democrats, take heed. Joe Biden's going to suffer the same fate. Biden remains untested. See, not long ago, Joe Biden was finished in this campaign. Kaput, over, done. But because his competitors performed so pitifully, they gave Biden's team a chance. So what they did, his team went to the scrapyard and they grabbed some parts. And they put Joe Biden's jalopy back on the road. It's sputtering. Looks like the Beverly Hillbillies truck, if you're old enough to know what that was like. And the Democrats' party's desperation showed when they plopped on the retreaded old tires and stuck Biden in a race. They put him back in the race. The problem is, this is a Formula One race circa 2020. And Biden's competition races the best race car ever invented. Let's just call it the Trump car. Democrats don't dare put the pedal to the metal in Biden's car and vet him properly, because that engine has trouble reaching the speed limit, folks. Biden is not a race car. He's an old nag, a broke back horse waiting to go out to pasture. And President Trump is going to make creepy old Joe into glue. Because like Warren, Biden is a serial liar. I'm telling you. Biden lies for no reason. He doesn't even need to lie. Have you met a person like this before? Hey, have you ever been to Guam? Yeah, I've been to Guam. Yeah, well, hey, when were you there? Oh, this is a while back. Hey, let me see. Maybe they got their passport. And you go, I don't see his passport stamp. Yeah, well, it was before the last passport. No. But you're only 13. No, I'm kidding. Oh, but there are people, they lie for no reason. Hey, you ever eaten at that restaurant? Yeah, yeah, I ate there. Yeah, yeah. Well, a couple times. And then, well, how'd you like it? You know, what'd they serve? And you know right away that they haven't. Like, it's a theme restaurant, you know. You ever been to the Rainforest Cafe? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love it. You know. Did you like the, you know, and you, if you sense them lying, if you're like me, if you sense they're lying, then you'll go ahead and test them. You're like, yeah, hey, so did you like that big swing that the girl swings on the trapeze, you know? That's kind of weird, wasn't it? Yeah, you're right. They don't have that. Well, that's Biden. No reason. He's lied for no reason. And he's gotten away with it. And you want to know why Biden got away with his lies? It's really simple. He's irrelevant. When Biden lied as a senator, he was irrelevant. People just say, oh, man, that's just Joe. You know. And what I'll tell you, what it tells you about Democrats is that they don't mind lies. They don't mind people. Oh, it's just Joe. It's just the way old Joe is. I mean, come on. Why are you making a big deal? Because that's what they do. What? Oh, really? I lied about you could. Hey, if you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you want your plan, you can keep your plan. Little lie. It's not that big of a lie. Oh, I lied about reducing taxes. Oh, I lied when I said that raising taxes was actually going to give money back to the Treasury, or that it was going to make your life better, or that it was going to allow you to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Oh, I lied about those? Come on. Cut a guy some slack. You're too sanctimonious, Kevin. In the old days, Biden would lie a few times during an election season. Once or so every couple years, you know, whatever. But now he's lying all the time. And he's demented enough to, one, believe his own lies, and two, to think others are going to believe him as well. And that's the guy who's dangerous to Democrats, and they know it. Joe Biden is this is a danger. It's a danger. A guy that lies for no reason because he believes them. I mean, just think about the mindset you have to believe that, you know, you, well, first of all, to believe you're the front runner. He's been made into it, but boy, it was by default because they had him. And then the second part, to believe that others are going to believe you when you say something, that you're not going to get fact checked. That you're just going to, yeah, you know, I'm the one that I did this thing. I pinned a medal on a guy, did this or that or the other. You know, here, just believe me. It's getting to the point where he can no longer cover it up because his brain can't function that way. It's a sign of stress that Biden is beginning to lie as much as he's lying now. His most recent backtrack involved his attempt to placate the silly Negro vote of South Carolina. And Biden told black voters at an event in South Carolina that he had been arrested in Soweto. This day, 30 years ago, Nelson Mandela walked out of prison and entered into discussions about apartheid. I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben Island. He later admitted he lied about it. He wasn't arrested. It was easy to refute. So why say it? Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? The Democrats have nominated a guy who is a pathological liar. He will lie about things that you can go and easily fact check. And Joe Biden, one, either believes his lies, or two, he's just so demented that he thinks you're going to believe him. Either way, how do you win with this guy? He lies about getting arrested in Soweto, South Africa. He's lying to black people. Why? Because he wants black people to vote for him. He's saying, I'll say whatever it takes to get you to believe that I'm in it for you. And I'm not going to do anything for you because I've had plenty of time. I've had decades to impact you positively, and I don't know how to do it. So I'll just
lie. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden gives three accounts of the same story, and the Washington Post did this this clip of it. It's three different frames from like 2008, 2016, 2020. And it's Joe Biden on a story about what happened in a forward location in Afghanistan or somewhere. He's telling the same story. So I want to play the clip, but I needed to set it up. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. And we're going to continue talking about Joe Biden's lies. And now the left is starting to realize it. So check it out.
I've been in and out of Afghanistan and Iraq
28 times. I've been in and out of Iraq and Afghanistan over 29 times.
I've been in and out of Afghanistan and Iraq over 30 times.
At the PRT, in a makeshift meeting room surrounded by rocks, mud, and sandbags, but filled with flat screens and computers, a two-star general traveling with us performed an impromptu award ceremony. He gave a bronze star to a corporal who looked to me to be about 25 years old.
I found myself in Iraq being asked by General Ordiano, a four-star, to pin a silver medal on a young captain. I had been asked in a forward operating base in the middle of a godforsaken nowhere in the upper Konar Valley in Afghanistan to pin a silver star on a young, coincidentally, Navy captain in what they call a FOB, a forward operating base. I pinned medals on silver stars on soldiers up in the upper Konar Valley in the middle of a firestorm the poor guys have gone through. Young Navy captain, Navy, up in the mountains in the Konar Valley in Afghanistan.
Who had pulled a badly wounded gunner to safety, returning fire to repel the enemy, and then keeping his buddy alive until medevac arrived.
Who had pulled someone out of a burning Humvee, risking his life.
One of his buddies got shot, fell down a ravine about 60 feet. This guy climbed down a ravine, carried this guy up on his back under fire. He had gone down a ravine to rescue one of his men who had been shot, brought him back under hail of gunfire, was wounded, but the young man died.
I know it sounds a little corny, but I don't think there was a dry eye in the house.
And the general wanted me to pin the silver star on him.
And when I went to pin it on him in front of the entire brigade, and I went to pin the silver star with General Rodriguez, pin the general's the silver star on his chest,
I got up there and stand, I said, God's truth, my word is abiding. He stood at his attention. I went to pin him. I said, sir, I don't want the damn thing.
He stood at me, looked at me, said, sir, I don't want the medal. I don't want the medal. I don't want it, sir. He died. He died. I don't deserve it.
Do not pin it on me, sir. Please, sir, do not do that. He died. He died.
He died, Mr. Vice President. I don't want the medal. How many nights does that kid go to sleep?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Three accounts for Biden, three different stories. So let me just give you some quick things. I want to get into what the Washington Post said. But first of all, PRT, a makeshift media room, he says it was a two-star general in Iraq. He pinned a bronze star on a corporal who was 25 years old. The next day, Tommy says it was a four-star general. He pinned a silver medal on a young captain. Then the captain became a Navy captain, and the location became Afghanistan. He embellished that by talking about the Konar Valley. Talked about a guy pulling a gunner to safety. It pulled him out of a helicopter at one point. Then it became a Humvee. He says the guy got shot, fell down a ravine, and this brave guy goes down there and pulls him up. The story just gets bigger and better and bigger and better because, you know what? Joe Biden's telling the story, and he can't just pin a medal on a dude. It has to be huge. They asked me to do it, and this guy was a hero. He was a 800-pound gorilla that was saving people's lives. And that's why they wanted me to do it. It had significance. I love this part, though. WAPO wrote, Joe Biden painted a vivid scene for the 400 people packed into a college meeting hall. A four-star general had asked then-vice president to travel to the Konar province in Afghanistan, a dangerous four-way into, as what he called, a godforsaken country, to recognize the remarkable heroism of a Navy captain. Some told him it was too risky, but Biden brushed off their concerns. We can lose a vice president, he says. We can't lose many more of these kids. Not a joke. That was what he actually said, folks. We can't lose many more of these kids. Not a joke. But there it was. Biden's self-deprecating style, folks. His willingness to sacrifice himself. Why? Because that lowly Navy captain means more than a VP to Joe Biden. Joe Biden's life was nothing in comparison to these real heroes. And then Biden sealed the deal with his next comment. This is God's truth. My word is abiding. I'm not lying. He says that. This is God's truth. My word is abiding. Here's what WAPO continued to write. They said, almost every detail in the story appears to be incorrect. Based on interviews with more than a dozen U.S. troops, their commanders, and Biden campaign officials, it appears as though the former president has jumbled events at least three actual events into one story of bravery, compassion, and regret that never happened. Biden visited the Konar province in 2008 as a U.S. senator, not as a vice president. The service member who performed the celebrated rescue that Biden described was a 20-year-old Army specialist, not a much older Navy captain. And that soldier, Kyle J. White, never had a Silver Star or any other medal pinned on him by Biden. At a White House ceremony 6 years after Biden's visit, White stood at attention as President Barack Obama placed the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest award for valor, around his neck. Here's how WAPO finishes the article. They say, the upshot, in the space of 3 minutes, Biden got the time period, the location, the heroic act, the type of medal, the military branch and rank of the recipient wrong, as well as his role in the ceremony. Let me add, he also got the rank of the general wrong. It started out as a 2-star, then he became a 4-star. Another of Biden's many lies, folks, and how the Democrats allow Biden to get away with this is beyond me. They, their strategists, their minions, and the media ignored Biden's obvious lies and other massive flaws, and now they're going to reap what they sow. But I want to go back to the thing that we talked about before, Biden and his lies about his academics.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class that have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School.
I want you to understand what you're dealing with when you're talking about Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. This is a guy that's going to embellish. He's going to prevaricate, which is a lie. You can put any kind of word, euphemism you want. Joe Biden is a liar. And if the Democrats think that Donald Trump and the opposition team are not going to do anything about this or say anything about this, they're crazy. Biden, the level of scrutiny, folks, that is going to hit this man. And look, I don't care. You know, obviously, where I stand. I think Donald Trump should be. I don't even think they should hold an election. I bet many of you agree with me. You're going, you know what? If I had my druthers, I would just say, why are we spending billions of dollars that could be going to good programs, running a race against the guy that's doing so well? We should have a presidential marker that says, if the president makes his agrees that he's going to do such and such and accomplishes that, in the next 4 years, we won't even have an election. The president just gets to stay. That saves everybody a lot of time. Because he's already been vetted. What are you going to find out more about Donald Trump? There's nothing more you can find out about this man. Now, the good news about this cycle is it exposed the left. It exposed Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, and all that group. It exposed every single one of them. So from that standpoint, I'm happy that we ran the race. But Democrats picked the wrong horse.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.